was hammering, wasn't it? Thought we'd got a decent score, actually. It wasn't a very good wicket. Stopped and spun. Probably skipped on a little bit under the lights, but which made it a little bit easier to bat on, but that's the hammering you are. And so, look, I think sometimes like days like you have to write off days like today because, as I say, there's not much you can say. Prepared well, had plans, didn't execute, so you've got to go home. Sometimes you have big regrets and there's moments you've got to talk about and pull apart, but not today.
Talk about some of the positives, first of all. You know, Ed Joyce again making runs and Ben Brown with another good contribution down the order.
Yeah, we've batted overall pretty okay in this tournament so far, bar probably the Surrey game at home, Middlesex maybe, but we've actually batted quite well. That was a competitive score. I mean, the par score here is 144. It wasn't a good wicket to say, it was stoppy and spun, and they made it look a bit silly. But Ed and Brownie, you know, we were in a bit of trouble, and they stabilised us and played exceptionally well at the end to get a score that we didn't think we'd get. You know, you're looking at 130, to suddenly get 148, they played really well. And, you know, Mitch was a bit unlucky, right, he played okay up front. Mitch just getting going, he was a bit unlucky to, you know, gloved it and got given LBW. But, yeah, there's a few positives in there.
Of course, when someone like Jason Roy gets going, he's a difficult player to stop.
Yeah, look, we obviously didn't quite get the balls in the areas you want. That's pretty obvious. But you've also got to give a lot of credit. That's, you know, at the moment, I think he's a top run scorer in the tournament. And Amler's an international player, and he played a shot off young Will Beer at the end where he was nowhere near it, but he put his hands through a ball that spun and hit him over extra cover, an exceptional shot. Nine international players, so. Yeah, we just got hammered today. Sometimes I say you can pull a game apart, but not today. We just got hammered and you've got to go home and not dwell on that too much, and then you've got to prepare and plan for the next game.
And I know you're not a man to make excuses, but the Sussex have got a lot of injuries at the back. Can't be helping, Mark.
No, it's not. Jimmy Annion was meant to have an injection, which will take him out for a week. We've had to postpone that because we're a little bit short on bodies. We read the wicket well. We thought we could get away without a steamer because it was obviously going to spin. It did do. So Jimmy's going to have delay his injection until next week. But we are. We're short on a few bodies. But that's just how it is.
What's the matter with Jimmy Andrew? What's the injury?
His ankle.
Right. And so John Lewis still struggling as well?
No, John Lewis will be fit for next week. He's just not fit yet.
Right. And I guess confidence come into it as well when you've had a defeat like tonight. Is it now important for yourself and the back row staff to get the confidence back into the players?
Look, today is, as I said, today I just told them to go home. It's not nothing you can say, is there? You can't go home. You did this wrong. You did that. We just got hammered. You just got to go home. We've got to protect the players, of course, we're doing their confidence and their self-belief. Especially, I mean, the bowlers, it's a cool game, 2020, you know. Batter's job is to whack it out of the ground, the bowler's job is to try and stop it. And when you come on the wrong end of something, it's horrible.
Mark Davis was talking in the week about the possibility of someone coming in. What can you tell us about that? Are you still negotiating with players or...?
No, we said we'd have a look. I think words were put into his mouth about a lone batter. I think somebody suggested that, and he said we're looking at all options. So we are looking at all options. Probably not a batter.
Okay. But Arundel coming up, and I guess perhaps there's no better place to start a recovery than, you know, a one-day game against Somerset and then 4 days against Yorkshire.
Yeah. Look, games come thick and fast, don't they? And sometimes that's great, and sometimes it's not, depending where you are. We haven't got time to dwell. As I was saying, we play Sunday. Some players will practice tomorrow. Some people, you're better off having a bit of space. You play then we play obviously the 4-day game. Then we play Kent, and then we have that long trip to Durham.